Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Michael's Mixdown. Michael's Mixdown is a show primarily about the recording arts, so whether you heard it in the studio or in the stadium, you can hear about it here on Michael's Mixdown. Now, today's episode is a little funny because it was originally meant to be recorded and released last year in November, and I don't know, life happened and I just never got around to it, so I figured that this November would be, you know, kind of one of those situations where best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, but second best time is now. So today I'm going to be talking about one of my favorite songs of all time, November Rain by Guns N' Roses. Now, this song is special to me because for years, like since I was a teenager, I have been listening to November Rain every time it rains in November. It's just something kind of goofy. I've always had it on an MP3 player or readily available on my phone or some way that I could stream it, basically since I was a kid. And I've listened to it every time it rained in November. A lot of times I was on my way to work or back on my way home from someplace and it would start raining and I would put it on. But it's been with me every November for basically as long as I can remember. And you know, I know it's kind of goofy, but it's just something that, I don't know, I've just done it for a long time. I can't remember when I started it or why I started it, but I just have been doing it for so long that I decided that I really should have done a soloed episode about November Rain for a while. And then last November in 2022, there was a big re-release, remaster of Use Your Illusion 1 and 2. And November Rain was on Use Your Illusion 1, and that came out in 1991, which is the year I was born, and so it's always just kind of had a weird special place in my heart because I really love the album. It's a great album. It's a, you know, very, very successful album, and a lot of people would agree with me that it's probably Guns N' Roses' best effort that they've ever put forth, and it was... at the time, it was just kind of strange because, like, nobody had ever released a double album that debuted so well. Because I think Use Your Illusion 2 was number one on the Billboard and Use Your Illusion 1 was number two. So it debuted doing very, very well. And there's a lot of history and drama and lawsuits surrounding Guns N' Roses and stuff, and I'm not going to get into it too much because I would like to keep the episode short, and it's not an episode about the history of Guns N' Roses. It's really an episode about November Rain and the remaster that came out last year, which was mixed by Stephen Wilson, who is a recording artist. He has a lot of stuff under his solo, you know, if you look up Stephen Wilson, but he's also the guy that started Porcupine Tree, which I like his solo stuff and I like Porcupine Tree. But he's also a mixing engineer, and he's kind of at the forefront of remixing and remastering a lot of classic albums. He's done, there's like Aqualung, he completely remixed and remastered. He's gone and done a lot of the Gentle Giant, King Crimson. I mean, he's really busy like remixing and remastering older prog albums. And he was able to record an actual big symphony orchestra for November Rain. And if you'd asked me at any point before 2022, what do you think about the synthesized orchestra on November Rain, I wouldn't have known what you were talking about, because even though I love that song, I've listened to it, you know, a couple hundred times, I never would have guessed that it was a synthesized orchestra, because, like I said, it came out, it was a huge debut. Guns N' Roses was arguably the biggest band on earth at that point. Or at least in the top two or three most successful acts at that time. And, you know, I figured they had all the money in the world and all the power in the world to record a real symphony orchestra if that's what they wanted. So I never really stopped to think about that it was a synthesized orchestra. But now that I can compare it to the 2022 version, it's pretty clear that the old synthesized version doesn't quite live up to the actual real strings and things. So it's been a real treat to me to listen to. I've listened to it a handful of times over the past year and gotten to know it a little bit here in the last couple of days pretty well. And I'm going to sit down, do some kind of back and forth comparing, talking about what I'm hearing and the differences and stuff. But I would encourage you, if you're a fan, to sit down and listen to the old one and then sit down and listen to the new version. The differences aren't, you know, just completely night and day, but there are some changes to the arrangements and things. And mostly the remaster versions is a lot more compressed, but it sounds a lot more even too. Like, the old version kind of is a little low frequency, kind of mid-low forward. And then when I listen to the new version, everything sounds very clean and even. So it's a difference of, I think, of EQing and some and pretty heavy compression, actually, because the dynamics are a lot different. And then, of course, the orchestra section, which is huge. So let's get into some of what Steven Wilson actually did and what's new on the 2022 re-release. So in the new 30th anniversary re-release, remaster, deluxe edition of Use Your Illusion 1 and 2, I'm a big Guns N' Roses fan, and I really like 5.1 audio on Blu-ray. And in order to get that version, they had released a deluxe 7-CD plus Blu-ray. $260, which I just couldn't justify swinging. And then they even had a super deluxe that came with LPs and stuff, and that was $500. Good gracious. So yeah, I couldn't really justify swinging that much money to get some Guns N' Roses merch, because I've gotten quite a few like deluxe edition box set, you know, 5.1 Blu-ray things for $50 or $60. So yeah, it was way too much. So I didn't actually end up purchasing it. But if I had purchased it, I'm sure I would have had more nuggets of information for this episode. But yeah, just $260 was too much. So said Steven Wilson remixes on Twitter at the time, the new 2022 version is the same performance as the original, but with a newly recorded orchestration replacing the sampled sounds used on the original mix. I have a feeling that Steven did a handful of tiny adjustments and things to the track, and we'll talk about what I think he's done. But yeah, it is very, I mean, similar to the original. It's not like he completely changed any of the original band member parts, but the orchestration parts are much, much different. And that's very, very cool and exciting to me to have new big orchestra on the song. So but yeah, if you're interested in the box sets, you can go and get those on Guns N' Roses website. They're expensive, like I said, but I would like to be able to swing that one of these days, maybe. But those kind of things tend to be limited number, and then if you don't buy it when it comes out, you're probably screwed. And yeah, a few other fun facts I thought really before we got started on the actual content here with the music. Just the Use Your Illusion was a huge album, huge double album. And at the time, it was the most successful double album debut. And they had a lot of high-profile music videos around the songs on Use Your Illusion. And November Rain at the time was one of the most expensive music videos ever created, but Estranged, oddly enough, was the most expensive music video from that series of music videos from that album. It's still in like the top like five most expensive music videos ever produced. But the November Rain music video still ended up costing like $1.5 million. So it's pretty crazy, especially for the early 90s. And then, of course, they had a very, very successful tour. It was one of the most successful tours of all time to support that album. And then they ended up having a lot of trouble there not too long after. That's when Axl started not wanting to come out on stage and was late to shows all the time and all kinds of drama and stuff like that. The band started to break up. And I also thought I should mention here that Axl Rose and Izzy Stradlin, the rhythm guitar player, were both from Lafayette, Indiana. So that's not too far from where I'm from. And Indiana has some famous musicians that are from here that, I don't know, everybody seems to kind of look over us as far as like famous people or famous musicians. But yeah, like Michael Jackson and the Jackson family are from Gary, Indiana, and John Mellencamp. There's a handful of famous artists from Indiana. Nobody really ever thinks of Indiana as like being famous for music talent. And that's not totally unfair. But yeah, so Axl Rose and Izzy Stradlin were both from Lafayette and made it way up to the big time there in L.A. Started Guns N' Roses eventually. Like I said, it's not the whole story, but I don't have an hour to get into it. So instead of getting into all that, let's get into just the differences between the November Rain original 1991 mix and the 2022 mix. Now, November Rain is a long song. It clocks in almost 9 minutes. So I'm going to kind of break this down into 1 minute chunks and kind of glance over some of the differences and then play a little bit of both so that you can kind of hear it. The difference from the very beginning is obvious. The piano sounds like it's been spruced up a little bit. It sounds like more present or more forward in the mix. And then the difference in the strings is also pretty apparent, like immediately, just the way that it sounds real now. And I never stopped to consider that the old one wasn't real. So, yeah, it's just a lot brighter and cleaner. The original, like, I don't know, now it just sounds so fake. Now that I'm, like, listening to it back and forth, I never stopped to consider that it wasn't real before. So, yeah, that's crazy to me. The remaster is also, like, wider in the stereo field. Seems like he kind of panned certain things a little harder left and right or did some bigger, wider reverbs or something. And I'm actually confirming this by watching a sound field plugin called Insight. It's when I hop back and forth between the original and the new, there's more width from left to right. You know, when I say that, I mean like the left speaker and the right speaker. And there's you can pan things to be like 80% out of one speaker and 20% out of the other. And it seems more that way. So if you pan it like 80% to the right, it sounds way more to the right speaker than it does to the left, that kind of thing. The drum fills are a lot punchier, or at least they're like EQ'd more, maybe in the mid-range. Although we lose the dynamics of the, I can see it on the waveform, like those drum fills just aren't as loud and dynamic as they were in the original. But they do sound like a little more present somehow, with probably with some kind of EQ. Yeah, it seems like there's every time that drum fill happens, Stevens either played with the reverb or the panning or something, because it kind of dances from one speaker to the other a little bit more to my ears than the original. And then there's some changes to the string arrangements as well. So not only did they just, like, they didn't just re-record the original, they kind of made some changes to the arrangements too. Yeah, right after the second drum fill, there's some changes. The flute sounds way pushed back in the new mix, actually. It sounds like he didn't really change anything about Axl's vocal or the background vocals, as far as I can tell. The strings sound more present, or maybe at least they're just clearer and cleaner, but that's the whole point, because they wouldn't spend all that money on the orchestra and not let it shine, right? When I look into your eyes, I can see a love restrained. Yeah, the remaster is just more of a sausage, and by that we mean that it's more compressed. So if you look at the waveform, it just looks like one big thick link instead of a thing that bobs up and down. So there's more compression, less dynamics, that kind of thing. Mostly sounds like the drums have been tamed, like the parts that stick out. It seems to me like the mix is much more even across the frequency spectrum. The original, like I said earlier, was kind of lower forward, or maybe like lower mid frequencies were a little more pronounced. And if I check this out on an EQ plugin, that kind of looks to be the case as well. The higher frequencies and the lower frequencies are a little more balanced this time around. And there's some changes here and there to the arrangement of the orchestra. Like at 3 minutes, 26 seconds, in the original, there's a little flute bit that's changed out for some strings, it sounds like. And there's been a few lists over the years of, like, greatest guitar solos ever, and November Rain usually ends up on those lists. And if anybody ever tells me that they love the guitar solo from November Rain, or November Rain has the best guitar solo of all time, I always have to say which one, because there's, like, four or five guitar solos in the song. It was very over the top 90s. Yeah, the first one starts around 4 minutes in. Doesn't sound like it's been changed in any way. But it sounds like maybe some of the other elements in the song are being pushed, like, left and right a little bit, like carving out some space in the middle for the guitar. I don't know, it sounds a little more kind of standing out on its own, and like everything else kind of been pushed off to the left and right of the stereo field, maybe. We'll be right back. Yeah, and there's just little stringy bits being added here and there and everywhere. There's a part here around 6 minutes that I think that those are like plucked strings instead of like being drawn with a bow. But they're pretty pushed back in the new mix. I wonder if it was just easier to synthesize that kind of fast playing than it is to actually do it. And then at 625, there's some new string parts. Then the trail off here near the end, and then that kind of like soldier march style drumming, that build up with Flash's guitar like sprinkled in over top of those big power chords and riffs and things. Those that has always been one of my favorite like parts of any song. I think it's just very epic the way that it all kind of slows down and then builds back up to this big soaring solo thing at the end. And then for the last section of the song, it sounds like the piano and the vocals are a little more present here. However, I think I prefer the original more, actually. Just sounds punchier. The dynamics are better. The drums have more impact. And the waveforms are pretty dramatically different in this section as well. So to me, the rest of the mix can kind of take a back seat to the big soaring guitar solo and the drums, and it doesn't really need to be all that even here. But that's just me. I like when things are allowed to kind of stand out and shine, and not everything has to be totally even keel and everything equally present, you know? We'll be right back. Okay, and then that's pretty much it for this episode of Michael's Mixdown. It's a soloed episode, so it's supposed to be a lot shorter, kind of bite-sized content. And like I said, I've been enjoying the song, listening to it a lot ever since I was a kid. Guns N' Roses was one of the first like bands that I really got into. I don't listen to them nearly as much as an adult, but they were one of the first groups that I had almost all their CDs, and it was probably the first group that I knew the names of all the members and like read the liner notes and stuff from the CDs. I was really into them as a kid, and it's just, it's always kind of funny to me because I probably was attracted to them because they really had that kind of hard, edgy thing that, you know, teenagers or especially teenage boys are really attracted to, that hair metal stuff and the, you know, oh, my parents hate it, so I love it kind of thing. Although the CDs that I got were my mom, so that really didn't work in my situation. But, and then like every 80s, like hair metal, glam metal band seemed like they all did some big cheesy ballad. And, cause you know, we've got like Ozzy Osbourne's Mama, I'm Coming Home, and Motley Crue did that song Home Sweet Home, and Poison did that Every Rose Has Its Thorns, which for some reason everybody I knew as a kid really seemed to think that that was a Guns N' Roses song just because they were talking about like Every Rose Has Its Thorns, so that must be Guns N' Roses. But it was actually Poison, just in case you were confused. But every like hair metal or some kind of glam or heavy metal band, especially in the 80s, it seemed like they, at some point they all got serious and sat down and wrote a big, you know, grown up kind of song. And and evidently Axl had been playing around with the piano part to this song like for a long time, since even before Guns N' Roses was formed. So I can't really accuse him necessarily of wanting to sit down and write a serious grown up song after all the party rock and all the drugs and sex and rock and roll and stuff. But yeah, it just seems like every once in a while these kind of crazy drug fueled bands sit down and write a really nice ballad, and sometimes they're really cheesy. But I don't know, I think that November Rain is really one of the best of those, or in my opinion is the best of those kind of songs, because it's, I don't know, it's a little cheesy, I guess. But it's really epic with the orchestra. Now that there's a real 50-piece orchestra, it just feels even more epic than ever before. And it does, to me, it doesn't seem like really put on, and like we needed to really sit down and write a grown-up story, write a grown-up song, so that everybody can't accuse us of being immature songwriters for all of our careers. But, I don't know. I've got a special place in my heart for this song, and I probably always will. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt, but that's my opinion anyway. So, I hope you enjoyed this soloed episode of Michael's Mixdown. And if you did, then, come back for some of the longer episodes too. I interview voice actors and musicians and all kinds of people that are in the audio industry in different ways. So if you enjoy this kind of content, feel free to follow me on Facebook and Instagram, Michael's Mixdown, and on TikTok. You can find me at, by searching Michael's Mixdown, or my username is at m.mixdown. So, yeah, just feel free to come in and play any of the episodes and hang out with me sometime, and hope that you'll come back for more. Thanks, guys.